Okay, good to see you again.
How are you doing? Bill. Hey, obviously quality of opponent had something to do with it, but what do you got to do better starting Sunday and over the last five road games than you did in the first three?
You know, road, home, I think there's some common things that we have to do better. I think offensively, we have to obviously improve overall in the passing game. We have to do better versus certain schemes coverage-wise. We have to continue to run the football. I think we've run it pretty decently for the most part. I know it hasn't always been great, but overall we've run the ball pretty well. Defensively, we have to stop the run the way we did against Detroit. We have to just be more consistent in stopping the run. And I think on special teams, we need to be more consistent in our return game, especially our punt return game, where I think we can really change field position. And then I think in our coverage units, we have to tackle better. Overall, as a team, we have to make sure that we try to flip the turnover takeaway ratio. Right now we're, I think, 29th in the league. We're minus six, I think, and it's not very good. And so in the past couple of years that we've been here, we've been able to turn that around, and we need to try to turn that around because, you know, that stat right there points right towards, you know, the one-loss record. So those are things that we need to get better at.
Was there an update on Will Fuller and Vince Wilfork coming off the bye?
No question that they're day-to-day, Aaron. I'm not sure that they would be available for Jacksonville. It looks like they might, but I wouldn't know that until the end of the week.
Bill, you said before you guys spend this time doing a lot of self-scouting. We asked the question then, but I ask it again. What has been the secret to you guys winning 11-15 after the bye the last 2 years? And does that bode well for, like, momentum, confidence, anything this season?
Well, I think one thing that has been a common theme is basically when you go into the bye with a win, I think that helps. You know, we beat a good Detroit team. I mean, yesterday they went and they beat Minnesota. You know, they're a good football team. So I think our team feels good about that. And they also know that there's a lot of improvement that we can make. And I think it also, when the bye comes right at the halfway point, it's really a good time from a health standpoint, from a recharge the battery standpoint. And so I think that's been the theme over the last 2 years, but obviously that's the last 2 years. We have to make sure that we do that again, that we play well coming out of our bye again. I think, you know, when you look at Jacksonville, they've had some very, very close games. You know, they've lost some close games like yesterday, very close, and they've won a couple of close games. So, you know, we know that this is going to be a very, very difficult challenge for us in Jacksonville. Got a lot of good athletes, fast team, good players on both sides of the ball. So we have to have a good week of practice and be well prepared for this game.
You mentioned improving in the takeaway department. Is that as simple as having a better pass rush of the quarterbacks make mistakes or stripping them, trying more actively to punch the ball out?
I think some of it is, you know, kind of the luck of the draw, if that's the right phrase to use. You know, sometimes turnovers come in, takeaways come in bunches. You know, you just get hot like we did 2 years ago. I think we were almost best in the league. I think we were up in the top three. Last year we turned it around the second half of the season. So I do think you can practice it. You know, I think that you can talk about whether it's like you just said, strip sacks or fumbles or, you know, obviously interceptions, batted balls, things like that. But at the end of the day, it's got to happen on Sundays, and sometimes there's a little bit of luck involved.
Bill, you guys upgraded, well, made a lot of changes anyway in your skill position,
yeah.
Quarterback, running back, et cetera. The offensive struggle, as you said.
Yeah.
Is some of it understandable because of all the turnover and change, or are you disappointed in what you guys have done?
Well, I think, you know, none of us are happy with where the offense is at. I think, you know, none of us make excuses about it. I think it starts with coaching. We've got to do a better job of coaching. I do think there's some key elements that are specific. I was just saying, like I was saying to John, you know, when we looked at our offensive self-scout, one of the things that we need to improve upon is like in the red area. We're tied for first in the league right now with 18 field goals. That's not a great – it's a good stat for Nick, but that's not a great stat for your offense. You got to score touchdowns down there. And what's happened to us, we've been in too many third and longs. We've had tackles for loss, sacks, penalties. And so we've been in these third and 12 from the 12, you know, third and 10 from the 10, and that's not where you want to be in this league. So that's another area in addition to a couple things we need to do better on third down against certain schemes where we have to improve. I think if we can improve in these areas that are important, I think you'll see a better offense. The thing that has been clear to me is this, is that when you put guys together that haven't played together a whole lot in the past. That takes a while to gel, and right now it's taking a little bit too long. We need to make sure that that's what this week is about today. You know, we had a couple of seven-on-sevens, worked on a bunch of things out there. So as quickly as we can get these guys to continue to gel, because when it's looked good, it's been pretty good, but obviously that hasn't been enough.
You look at C.J. Fedorowicz and some of the things that he's been doing as far as just being able to stretch the field a little bit down the middle. How much is that just kind of that he's evolving, or is it more just kind of how much he's evolved as well?
Yeah, no, you have to give him a bunch of credit. I gave John Perry a lot of credit the other day, too. I think he's done a good job with all those guys. But CJ, when he came here, was drafted to be basically a Y tight end, which is his primary role is to be a blocker. And he is one of the better blocking tight ends in our league. I think most coaches would tell you that. And what he's done is he's done a really good job in the offseason and the OTAs and training camp of really working on route running, which is totally different than college. And sometimes it takes a while. The leverages, the skill sets of the players that you're running routes against, it's just a different deal. The coverage looks. And he's really improved, and he's doing a good job. He's got really good hands, big physical guy, instinctive player, and that has to continue because that has helped us this year.
Hey, Bill, the statistical evidence suggests that Dwayne is back to being Dwayne over the last three games. Can you reflect on that a little bit?
Statistical when you on the left tackle position. Yeah, no, I think I know what
you're
talking about.
You're running the ball better.
No question. No, having Dwayne back has been very important. I think injuries, you deal with injuries. We've dealt with a lot of injuries, no doubt about it. I mean, you know, when you look at it. But he's a guy that missed the first part of the season. But then when he came back, you could see improvement in the running game, and you could see improvement in the pass protection. And I think the way that he, especially like if I narrow it down, the way he blocked the run against Detroit at the end of the game, like that's Dwayne Brown. And that's what makes him very valuable to us. And it's good to have him back.
And he's helped us. His physical performance is obviously the most important thing. But can you talk a little bit about what he also brings just to the locker room? He's your oldest guy. And
no question. He's always brought that. Even when he was injured, he'd be in there. He'd never missed a meeting. You know, unless he had a doctor's appointment or something to get his leg checked out. He was in every meeting. I think Devlin's probably the best guy to ask about that because, you know, I'm the head coach. I'm not in all those position meetings. But I know that Dwayne, I know, you know, it's funny when you stand up in front of the team and have a squad meeting every day and, you know, there, a lot of these guys are like you just used to where they sit and things like that. Dwayne's been locked in from day one, even when he knew he wasn't going to play. So I think his leadership's been there the whole time. Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. He's been one of our leaders since I got here, no doubt about it.
What do you feel best about over the second half?
What do I feel best about over the second half? Well, look, John, I've said this all along, and I'm trying to, you know, not give you a cliche or anything. I really like this team. I think they work very hard. They practice hard. I mean, we demand a lot of these guys. You know, we're here early in the morning. We practice. We meet. We meet again. We walk through, we try to get things right, and all these guys are on board with that. And so I think that's, you know, what I look forward to most is just the day-to-day operation of this team and watching this team get better. I told the team this morning, when you look at this league right now, I would say that there's very few teams that are sitting in a bed of roses. I think every team has some type of, whether it's injury or whatever it might be, there's a bunch of teams that are within a game of each other. So it's going to be the team that performs the best in the most critical situations, the most disciplined team, the team that can really gel the quickest over the second half of the season. Those are the teams that are going to be in the tournament at the end of the year.
Bill, is there a different mindset when you go out on the road, or does that make a difference, do you think?
Yeah, I'm not. I know that's you know, and you guys talk a lot about that. And the road hasn't been good. Obviously, we're 0-3 on the road. But, you know, if you look back at the Denver game, we were driving the ball there down 14-9. Hadn't been a great night offensively, but still had a shot to take the lead, turn the ball over, you know, things like that. So it's not like the road against Minnesota, New England, like those are bad games. And, you know, we moved on from those. But I think it's more about us, regardless of road or home, just doing the things that I was saying to John in the beginning, how we need to improve specifically in all three phases. If we do that, I think we'll play better, whether it's out there, at home or on the road.